Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:05 on FM Talk 106.5, and this is Mobile Mornings, as that voice just let you know. It's July 31st, almost August already. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you to get this Tuesday started right.
Good morning.
Good morning. We also have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He's going to let you know about the storms that are likely to roll through our area today and for the next few days. Also, right now, we start off the 7 o'clock hour with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic had really been a perfect start to the morning coming in from the Eastern Shore. From Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, light traffic and no delays across the Bayway downtown through the tunnels. Again, to the 1065 split, Mobile Police Department and state troopers are clear. A beer-pairing dinner coming up at the Battle House on August 11th. They're partnering with local brewmaster Serta's Brewery. Indulge in four beers and four courses for only $50. Get all the details by calling 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
Yes, this is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:08 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. Good morning. A toy gun plus surveillance video equals an arrest. We told you about the story last hour, and I love, Dalton, how you chimed in and told me from a sports standpoint how this story makes a lot of sense. These two don't mix.
No.
Okay. So, 36-year-old Hilario Bravo, also known as Javier Castillo Hernandez, has been charged with first-degree robbery after Foley police say he used a toy gun to rob the La Placita Hispania Saturday morning.
Not a smart move.
No bueno. thanks to surveillance footage, officers were able to identify a Hispanic male entering that business wearing a white hooded jacket pulled over his face with what looked like a weapon. Police say that man then told a female employee to go inside the bathroom and to not leave. 24 hours later, police responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle at the cottages on the green, and that is where they found a black Ford Explorer, which was identified as a suspect vehicle, and they also found Mr. Bravo sleeping inside. Once taken into custody and questioned by authorities, he admitted that yes, he used a toy gun in that robbery. Investigation does continue at this hour, but again, as I mentioned last hour, this is very good that this ended in this way and not in a totally different way, because you know, we hear stories about that time and time again with children and adults, men and women. This could have gone horribly wrong.
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah. Okay, so let's bring it back across this side of the bay, and we head to Sims, as counterfeit money at a local Arby's has police turning to us for our assistance, police and the Sheriff's Department, as the Mobile County Sheriff's Office say they're looking for a woman who passed counterfeit money at the restaurant. So Sheriff's Office has posted a video online, and in the video, it shows the suspect pull up to the drive-thru window, hand the cashier what looks like a $100 bill. The employee does their job. They take the bill. They mark it with that counterfeit money detection pin. And once the suspect realizes this is not going the way I think it should be going, she takes off.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
She's ready to go.
She must look left and look right and realize curly fries were not coming her way.
Yeah, I don't need that chicken after all.
No, that five for five. Man, that got me through college. But if you know who this woman is, you're urged to contact investigators at 251-574-8633, or you can also post a tip on the sheriff's office website. It's www.mobileso.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Now, I don't know if there are penalties for employees that don't recognize a counterfeit when it comes through the window or comes through that front counter, but I would assume it would be so much easier if you're an employee and you don't want to deal with the confrontation and you mark it with that special pen they have, and I wonder how often they see that it's a counterfeit and then they just go along with it. They're like, they just put it in the register.
In the till? I don't think so, because at the end of the night when they have to count their money, someone will say, so you marked this and you knew it was fake and you kept it in your drawer?
Mm.
I think that they shouldn't make it so obvious, because back in the day, you used to hold up the bill to the light.
Yeah.
And look for that strip.
She was a little, she did play it pretty well, I thought, the employee, because you could see her mark the bill, and then she looks down at it, she's like, what? Is this actually a counterfeit that I just received? But she didn't turn to the window and say, hey, you just gave me counterfeit money. But you could tell the woman who handed the bill over was ready to roll. She was like, she was at the starting line of the Indy 500. She revving it up. And then as soon as she knew something was up, she was out of there.
And I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that's probably not the first time she tried to do that.
No, and she was probably successful in the past.
Exactly.
712 now on FM Talk 106.5. No counterfeits around here in Mobile Mornings.
It's the real deal, Holyfield.
The real deal. And more of the real deal coming a little bit later. I've got your sports news update. Trade deadline day today for Major League Baseball. I'll have some updates on some transactions that have taken place. And could Bryce Harper from the Washington Nationals be on the move? Well, I'll let you know about that in just a minute. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A crime alert in Mobile, two shootings in 3 hours, including one that wounded a teenager. The first shooting happened around 6 last night at the Azalea Point Apartments. One person was shot there. Then around 9 last night on Bernice Hudson Drive, a 15-year-old was shot in his chest. No word this morning on any arrests in either case. Clinics across Alabama are establishing programs to help patients beat their opioid addiction. This after a Harvard study found all 7 of Alabama's congressional districts ranked in the top 30 for opioid use. The programs include counseling, nutrition assistance, and medication to curb withdrawal. Today marks 2 weeks since 25-year-old Daniela Vianne was last seen by her family or friends. Folks close to the missing mother offer a journal entry 1 month before her disappearance as proof she did not leave on her own. The journal entry includes financial goals and future plans. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial, Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Water's Extreme Journey joins the world of art and science to demonstrate the importance of water and how it connects to all of us. Through exploration, artistic expression, and action, you can realize the power each person has to make a difference. See for yourself at the Water's Extreme Journey exhibit at the Gulf Coast Explorium Science Center, 65 Government between Royal and Water Streets downtown. The exhibit is open through September 4th.
Good morning. Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears lost both games in yesterday's doubleheader against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They lost the first game 9-5 after it was postponed from Sunday. And in the second game, Jacksonville shut out the Bay Bears 5-0. Tonight, Mobile will try to avoid the sweep when they play the final game of the five-game home series. First pitch is set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves kicked off a three-game homestand against the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win on Monday night. Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. both hit home runs for Atlanta in the win.
Swing and a fly ball, hit deep toward right, Anderson back, it's gone!
And then he goes out with the next pitch.
Yeah.
That was Freddie Freeman's 18th home run of the season. The Boston Red Sox beat NL East leading Philadelphia in 13 innings, 2-1. That means the Braves are now two games back for that NL East lead. A walk-off double from Mitch Garver gave Minnesota a 5-4 win over Cleveland. Seattle shut out Houston 2-0. Milwaukee beat the LA Dodgers 5-2. San Francisco got a win in 12 innings, 5-3 over San Diego. St. Louis beat Colorado 5-4 in 10 innings with a walk-off home run from Marcell Ozuna. And Texas beat Arizona 9-5. Some transactions in the major leagues before today's trade deadline takes effect at 3 p.m. The New York Yankees bolstered their starting rotation by adding Minnesota Twins starting pitcher Lance Lynn. The Yankees announced they traded first baseman Tyler Austin and minor league starting pitcher Luis Rijo to the Twins in return for Lynn. The Houston Astros acquired Toronto Blue Jays closer, Roberto Osuna in exchange for reliever Ken Giles and pitchers David Paulino and Hector Perez. Osuna is eligible to return this Sunday, August the 5th, after serving a 75-game suspension for violating the MLB's domestic violence policy. And Nationals superstar Bryce Harper could be on the move. Reporter Mark Feinsand tweeted last night that according to one of his sources, the Nationals are making it known to other teams that Bryce Harper is available. Nationals right now one game under 500, and they'll attempt to re-sign Harper next season offseason as a free agent if they do indeed trade him today. In NFL news, the New York Jets finally have a quarterback. Quarterback Sam Darnold under contract after he signed his rookie deal on Monday. The Jets signed their first-round draft pick to a four-year deal worth $30.2 million. The contract includes a $20 million signing bonus. Here's Jets general manager Mike Maccagnan discussing the deal.
You know, he missed 2 days of practice that weren't in pads. He missed one day of padded practice. But, you know, we feel good about when we got him in. You know, he has a little catching up to do, but we do feel, you know, it wasn't a long holdout. So we're excited to see how he grows and develops.
Darnold's expected to compete for the starting quarterback job in training camp against veterans Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater. That leaves former Georgia linebacker Raquan Smith as the only unsigned draft pick. He was drafted by the Chicago Bears 8th overall in this year's draft. It's been 10 days since Mississippi officially legalized sports betting at its casinos. And tomorrow on August the 1st, two casinos will be the first in the state to begin accepting sports wagers. The Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Biloxi and the Gold Strike Casino in Tunica, Mississippi will take their first wagers around noon tomorrow. Former NFL player Willis McGahee and odds maker and native Mobilian Danny Sheridan are in line to make the first official wagers at the Beau Rivage before the casino starts accepting bets from the general public. Mississippi is the third state following Delaware and New Jersey to allow sports betting since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal ban in May. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, everyone. To the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it really has been a perfect start to the morning so far across the Bayway, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. No problems downtown through the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels. If you travel along I-10 from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes Road, you've got some radar in that stretch. Also northbound 65 from Moffitt up towards Pritchard. Whether you broke down or maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, and they're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BETO. And you can see them online at pitsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. I'm with you on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Right now it's time to check the news this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. 7:21 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. A cold case gets a lead and an arrest. 56-year-old Barbara Brewster from Weaver, Alabama, has been charged in the fatal 1988 beating death of a pregnant woman from South Bend, Indiana. So on Monday, a St. Joseph County judge entered a not guilty plea for Brewster. A public defender will be appointed to her. Here's what we know. Brewster and 76-year-old George Kearney both were charged with murder earlier this month and the death of 28-year-old Miriam Rice. According to court documents, one of Brewster's sons told investigators that Kearney abducted Rice while she was walking her dog back in 1988, and Brewster then fatally beat her with tools inside that van. The body of the woman was located with multiple skull fractures 4 days later and 2 miles from her home. Excuse me. She was 4 months pregnant and had a 3-year-old son. As for Brewster, she's right now being held without bond following her initial hearing. A young mother has been killed, but an arrest has been made. This happened in Pensacola. Investigators say 53-year-old Henry Martin Steiger and 25-year-old Cassandra Robinson, they had a child together, so that was their connection. Detectives believe that Steiger killed Robinson back on February the 1st. Her body, though, was not discovered until July 11th, but it was discovered inside of a storage drum that was inside a cargo trailer, which Steiger owned. As for the location of the homicide and cause of death, that has not yet been released, but we will keep you posted. Pensacola police have charged the Perdido Key man with Robinson's death. As for the child, that child's now in custody of her mother's family. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. And the big state news from yesterday, Governor Kay Ivey and her Democratic opponent, Mayor Walt Maddox, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, They did not debate, but they were in the same conference yesterday. There was a sheriff's conference held down in Orange Beach at the Perdido Beach Resort. And from this story from our friend of the station, John Sharp, he said Governor Kay Ivey continued to sidestep questions about participating in a debate before that November 6th general election, which is now 98 days away. But the talk of the last couple weeks has been whether Governor Kay Ivey will actually debate Mayor Walt Maddox. Of course, she's put out some barbs before. Last week in a press release, she said that Walt Maddox needed to finish debating himself and figure where he stands on some key social issues before she even entertains the idea of debating him. But she did crack a joke yesterday about one of Maddox's hobbies, which is running. And she referenced a marathon where, and I'm not going to do her voice because that would be offensive. So I'll just read what she said. And you've probably heard it on our WKRG News update today. She said, if there are some people who think running a few miles is a prerequisite for being the governor of the state of Alabama, then I will say to you, I may never run a marathon, but I've sure won a few races. Zing. I wonder if she wrote that or if there's an intern that maybe got a few extra pats on the back yesterday. Afterward, when Ivy was speaking with the media, Sharp says she continued to dodge questions about whether she will debate Maddox. She said, the only two people who bring that up are you all in the media and my opponent. She said, if my opponent finally makes up his mind on where he stands on issues, then we'll talk about having a debate. Last week, she said Maddox was all over the map on issues such as abortion, gun rights, and President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Last week, Maddox's camp said he's been consistently pro-life and that he's supported by the group Moms Demand Action, which is the nation's largest common sense gun safety advocacy group. Maddox said the governor's opinion about a Supreme Court nominee is irrelevant since they're, you know, going for the office of governor and not Senate. When asked by a reporter yesterday if she wanted a debate, a representative with Ivy's staff shouted, next question.
I don't know. I would think that because she was promoted from lieutenant governor to governor, obviously as to what happened with the former governor due to scandal.
Huh. Were there scandals with the former governor? I don't remember that.
But I would think that she would reverse her stance and want to debate because we haven't heard from her in that forum. And I don't think that you can assume that just because you held a position for so many months in the state's time of need, that it's automatic that everyone will agree with you staying in said position.
I agree with you. As far as electing somebody to lead your state, I would like to hear them on the debate stage. But just game theory-wise, it would not make sense. If she doesn't have to debate him, she's kept her head down since becoming the governor, which is basically the only thing she needed to do after the last governor is to stay scandal-free.
And that's, first of all, it's pretty sad that our bar of expectation is so low that we say, as long as you're scandal-free, everything's okay. No, I mean, she works for all of us. And so we should be able to hear from her.
Yeah, I agree. But and she has done some good things as governor.
She's done some great things.
She hasn't completely hidden. She's made her way around the state a lot, which is one thing that she did really well during the primaries that I don't think her opponents did as well as her. And maybe they weren't afforded that opportunity because we've discussed it before. When you are the governor, you can make your way around the state for things that you're doing for the state. You can say, oh, I'm opening this brand new plant, or I'm doing this or that, but that is basically a campaign stop. So that's kind of a built-in advantage to be someone holding the office. Yeah. But that's one thing she's done really well, is make her way around the state, get her face and name in front of the voters. Another thing that she has going for her is that Alabama is decidedly a red state. Mm-hmm. And unless you have a candidate like Roy Moore competing against you, then it's going to be pretty hard for the Democratic opponent in a race as big as this statewide to pull off the upset. But, I guess we'll find out in 98 days, and by then we'll know who's probably going to win the SEC football title this year. So 98 days away, a lot can happen before now and then, but it does not look like there will be a debate, at least according to Ivy's camp yesterday.
Yeah, he's asked her for 4 debates. I don't know where that magic number came from, but I don't know. We pay salaries around here.
Yeah, we do.
I want to hear from our lawmakers.
Me too, Kelly. Me too. 728 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming back, we've got some more sports. We got your news headlines with Kelly, your weather with Dr. Bill Williams. He'll be calling in just a minute. And your traffic with Kane. We got it all right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. It wasn't a debate, but it felt like one, at least for a few seconds. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox met on the campaign trail for the first time. Each spoke separately at the Alabama Sheriff's Association conference in Orange Beach. Ivey took a jab at her opponent's hobby of long-distance running.
I may never run a marathon, but I sure have won a lot of races.
Alabama's not in good shape. And when you look at that, we're 46, 47, 48, 49th, and 50th, you know, and instead of worrying about how many miles I run in the morning, the governor will probably be better served trying to address those problems.
More than $2.5 million federal dollars will be used on the Gulf Coast to improve 8 local airports in Mobile, Baldwin, Monroe, and Escambia counties. $1.1 million of that was awarded to Mobile Regional. We'll learn more today about a nearly $450,000 federal grant for a Gulf Coast shipyard. Patty Shipyard in Pensacola is one of 29 shipyards in the country to receive the grant. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
President Trump took to Twitter this morning saying he's looking into the sale of 3D plastic guns, adding, quote, "Already spoke to the NRA. Doesn't seem to make much sense." The federal government last week reached a settlement that would allow a Texas company and presumably others to put plans for the weapons up for download starting as early as tomorrow. Some can be printed from the same material Lego blocks are made of. The Washington Post is reporting that satellite imagery shows North Korea seems to be building new missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Paula Hancox is covering the story from Seoul. She has some more information.
The U.S. official we spoke to said that this is consistent with what we know. Intel agencies have also been publicly saying that they believe that the programs are continuing.
Twin wildfires that have already burned through some 100 square miles are now threatening 10,000 homes, straddling Northern California's Mendocino and Lake counties. Stock futures pointing to higher numbers at the opening bell this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa K with Your Money Now. South Korean tech giant Samsung reported a slowdown in quarterly growth and a decline in its mobile business as the flagship Galaxy S9 missed sales targets. It's also facing stiff competition from cheaper Chinese-made handsets. Demand for smartphone camera components, a strong PlayStation video game business, and the sale of a stake in Spotify pushed Sony to a $2 billion net profit for the April to June period. Shares of CBS dropped 5%. The media company's board met to discuss personal misconduct allegations against chief executive Leslie Moonves and decided to bring in outside counsel to conduct an investigation, while Moonves continues to lead the company. Tariff fears weighed on Tyson Foods. It cut its full-year profit forecast and shares slipped 7%. The potential impact of tariffs pushed shares of Hormel Foods down 2.5% and Pilgrim's Pride down 1.5%. Stocks finished negative after starting the day in the green zone. The Dow was down 144 points. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other...
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 80 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Right now, it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So, storms in the forecast today. How bad is it going to be?
Well,
The conditions are really ripe here for some thunderstorm activity today because we've got a weather front right across Mississippi and Alabama. Very favorable for thunderstorm development. And we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms, and fairly numerous this afternoon. And we'll see some of those showers and thunderstorms develop a little bit later this morning. It's going to keep temperatures in the 80s today, around 88 for a high. Now, some of those thunderstorms could produce some gusty winds. Tonight, conditions still favorable for some rainfall. So tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, another active day for showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to perhaps into the mid-80s. That weather pattern is going to stay with us. And Thursday, again, showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s. And then showers and thunderstorms on Friday, but we'll start to see an improvement. And over the weekend, it's back to normal. Afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures climbing up to 90, possibly into the lower 90s, but of course, very, very humid.
Yeah, that Alabama summer, it's here. You got thunderstorms and you got hot weather. It's the same. It rings true every single year. How about the tropics, Dr. Bill? We are in hurricane season. Is it all clear there right now?
It's looking really good. I mean, this is really the beginning now of the more active part of the hurricane season. It really starts an upswing, reaching its peak in the middle of September, and then remaining active as we get into the early part of October. Right now, quiet over the Gulf. The Caribbean looks good. There's some scattered thunderstorm activity out over the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized. So it looks good today and most likely tomorrow also.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Here is forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5 and five times an hour on our morning show right here. Got to let you know what the weather's looking like before you head out to work or school or wherever you're headed. 7:36 now on FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below-the-market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877bigview.com for an early appointment. That's 877bigview, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, good ride from Cottage Hill, Government, and Airport and 65. So far, no delays and no new wrecks. Schillinger and Three Notch into Tillman's Corner. Highway 90 is traveling now from Rangeline Road, I-10 Theodore Dawes Road, and the 65 split. We've had light traffic traveling downtown and all the way across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
Yes, this is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And
okay.
I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize, that Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5. Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
7:39 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley, I'm with you on this last day of July. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Right now it's time to check the news. Here's Kelly.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Dalton. So if you love zooming around town on a bicycle but need a set of wheels, you're in luck. Beginning next month, the bicycle sharing service, once known as Lime Bike, it's now known as Lime, launches August the 15th. Nothing like a good lime. And we were talking about perfect timing because August the 25th is the Dolphin Street Beer Festival. Mm-hmm. And then the 1065 Music Festival is October 5th and 6th. You'll recall I told you this story back in March when Mayor Sandy Stimson announced a partnership with the company. So the plan calls for the first 500 bikes to be distributed downtown and on the University of South Alabama campus. Here's how it works. It's a dockless approach, which means your bicycle can be left anywhere. Riders use a smartphone app to find and unlock a bike, and then you pay an hourly rental charge. The bike themselves have built-in locks and GPS locators. The locations of the pickup spots will rotate so those bikes don't just start piling up at the destination spots. At the beginning of May, that's when Lime Bike changed to Lime. And I love this. They rent electric scooters as well. In early July, so of course this month, Lime announced $335 million in funding. And it's a deal that's supported by Uber and Google Ventures. According to a CNET report, plans call for Uber to include Lime scooter rentals in its app. This month, Lime announced that their machines have been used for more than 6 million rides since they launched in June of 2017. That's fantastic. If you are a bookworm, or maybe you have a kiddo who has yet to read or purchase their summer reading book, make plans to go to Books A Million tomorrow. On Wednesday, BAM is offering you a chance to purchase a book for one penny per page at all Alabama locations. The chief marketing officer of Books A Million said the company wanted a new way to engage with their customers, saying, why not enjoy To Kill a Mockingbird for $3.23 rather than $25.99? Reading is fundamental, so This is a big, big deal. This is a great idea. So here's how it works, though. The sale is limited to one book per transaction, one transaction per person, and it does include all fiction and nonfiction books. You need to hop online, go to booksamillion.com, download their coupon, and the closest Books A Million, or as we call it, BAM, is up the street from the studio. It's in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, I frequent that Books A Million. You can find me in the magazine section most of the time. That's where the real reading goes down.
And I love their cafe. It's very nice to enjoy your hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. And I looked it up. You know, earlier I said that War and Peace was 500,000 pages, which would make it about $500. I was way off. It's 1,225 pages. So you could even get War and Peace for $12.25. Of course, a kid wouldn't have time to read that before school starts back, but $12.25, not a bad deal for that. And the Lime Bike that you were talking about, they have electric scooters elsewhere.
Yep.
That could be very dangerous because you get somebody, those scooters can run now. And if you get somebody that doesn't know how to, I guess, scoot, is that the present tense verb for that?
A doggy scoots.
Oh, that's right.
If you're a dog bear, you know exactly why they do that.
Yeah, but that could be dangerous if you get some novice on an electric scooter. They don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Does sound like Lime has a better plan put together than when the University of South Alabama, when I was attending school there, They had this great idea where they were going to give out a bunch of bikes on campus, and they were all painted blue. I think they were Huffies. I can't remember what kind of bike it was. The bikes did not last more than a week on campus before they started finding them as far west as, I want to say, Texas.
What?
They found trucks that had dozens of bikes loaded into the back of the truck. I mean, people were stealing them off of campus like they were picking apples off of a tree.
We got to act like we've been somewhere before, please.
Please. But doesn't sound like Lime is going to have that issue because they have those GPS on the bikes. And
this is not their first rodeo.
No, I would say that's true. 744 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A crime alert in Mobile, two shootings in 3 hours, including one that wounded a teenager. The first shooting happened around 6 last night at the Azalea Point Apartments. One person was shot there. Then around 9 last night on Bernice Hudson Drive, a 15-year-old was shot in his chest. No word this morning on any arrests in either case. Clinics across Alabama are establishing programs to help patients beat their opioid addiction. This after a Harvard study found all 7 of Alabama's congressional districts ranked in the top 30 for opioid use. The programs include counseling, nutrition assistance, and medication to curb withdrawal. Today marks 2 weeks since 25-year-old Daniela Vianne was last seen by her family or friends. Folks close to the missing mother offer a journal entry 1 month before her disappearance as proof she did not leave on her own. The journal entry includes financial goals and future plans. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears lost 2 games. In yesterday's doubleheader against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, they lost that first game that was postponed from Sunday 9-5. And in the second game, Jacksonville shut out the Bay Bears 5-0. Tonight, Mobile will try to avoid the sweep when they play the final game of the 5-game home series. First pitch is at 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves kicked off a 3-game homestand against the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win on Monday night. Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. both hit home runs for Atlanta in the win.
Swing and a fly ball, hit deep toward right, Anderson back, it's gone.
And then he goes out with the next pitch.
Yeah.
That was Freeman's 18th home run this season. The Boston Red Sox beat NL East leading Philadelphia in 13 innings, 2-1. That means the Braves are now 2 games behind Philadelphia for that NL East lead. A walk-off double from Mitch Garver gave Minnesota a 5-4 win over Cleveland. Seattle shut out Houston 2-0. Milwaukee beat the LA Dodgers 5-2. San Francisco got a win in 12 innings, 5-3 over San Diego. St. Louis beat Colorado 5-4 in 10 innings with a walk-off home run from Marcell Ozuna. And Texas beat Arizona 9-5. Some transactions in the major leagues before today's trade deadline takes effect at 3 p.m. The New York Yankees bolstered their starting rotation by adding Minnesota Twins starting pitcher Lance Lynn. The Yankees announced they traded first baseman Tyler Austin and minor league starting pitcher Luis Rijo to the Twins in return for Lynn. The Houston Astros acquired Toronto Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna in exchange for reliever Ken Giles and pitchers David Paulino and Hector Perez. Osuna is eligible to return to action this Sunday, August the 5th, after he finishes serving a 75-game suspension for violating the MLB's domestic violence policy. And Washington Nationals superstar Bryce Harper could be on the move today. According to reporter Mark Feinsand, he says, according to his sources, the Nationals are making it known to other teams that Bryce Harper is indeed available for trade before today's 3 p.m. deadline. Harper will be a free agent following this season, where some are saying he could sign a $400 million contract. Nationals, if they do trade him today, will try to re-sign him this offseason. In NFL news, the New York Jets finally have quarterback Sam Darnold under contract after he signed his rookie deal on Monday. The Jets signed their first-round draft pick to a four-year contract worth $30.2 million. The deal includes a $20 million signing bonus. Here's Jets general manager Mike Maccagnan discussing the deal.
You know, he missed 2 days of practice that weren't in pads. He missed 1 day of padded practice. But, you know, we feel good about when we got him in. You know, he has a little catching up to do, but we do feel, you know, it wasn't a long holdout. So we're excited to see how he grows and develops.
Of the 256 players selected in this year's NFL draft, Darnold was the 255th to sign his rookie deal. Now the only unsigned draft pick is Chicago Bears linebacker Raquan Smith, chosen 8th overall out of Georgia. It's been a rough start to training camp for the Carolina Panthers. Cornerback Ross Cockrell went down in practice yesterday with a fractured left tibia and fibula, the Panthers' second serious injury in less than 1 week. Cockrell was screaming and holding his left leg on what would end up being the final play of practice yesterday. He collided with wide receiver Torrey Smith in the end zone and could be overheard screaming that his leg is broken as players gathered around and took a knee. The Panthers signed Cockrell in March to a two-year $6.8 million deal. He was set to compete with rookie Dante Jackson and others for a starting spot opposite of James Bradbury. And it's been 10 days since Mississippi officially legalized sports betting at its casinos. And tomorrow, on August the 1st, two casinos will be the first in the state to begin accepting sports wagers, the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Biloxi and the Gold Strike Casino in Tunica, Mississippi, will take their first wagers around noon tomorrow. Former NFL player Willis McGahee and oddsmaker and native Mobilian Danny Sheridan are in line to make the first official wagers at the Beau Rivage before the casino starts accepting bets from the general public. Mississippi is the third state following Delaware and New Jersey to allow sports betting since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal ban in May. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service
service your Tyke and Comfort Pro and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. A 2.5-mile delay westbound I-10 just inside the George Wallace Tunnel. We have the right lane blocked off with a disabled vehicle. They just cleared it up, so now both lanes are clear and traffic is moving, but it is slow. Again, about a 2.5-mile delay as Mobile Police Department tell us no wrecks in the roadways. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. Alabama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters, with the larger selection than the big box stores, with quicker installation too. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:54 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Tuesday with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. A data breach may have impacted hundreds, if not thousands, of people, exposing their personal information of current and former employees, volunteers, and applicants who are connected to the Southern Baptist Missionaries and the International Mission Board, also known as IMB. The IMB, which coordinates international mission work for the Southern Baptist Convention, says that they began a comprehensive response immediately once they discovered that cybersecurity incident, and they notified law enforcement officials ASAP. So on July 6th, the International Mission Board notified all of the people that I just mentioned, and they say, quote, IMB deeply regrets any inconvenience or concern the security compromise may cause. The company takes very seriously our responsibility to protect the information entrusted to us. We've already implemented new security technologies around our most sensitive systems and data, which will improve our ability to detect and then respond to threats to our data networks. The IMB has offered 1 year of free identity theft protection services from MyID Care, and that's offered to those whose information has been compromised and they've been alerted as part of this data breach. The deadline, though, for your enrollment is October the 5th, so don't miss that deadline. So if you have a question or concern and you want to tell Representative Bradley Byrne, you are in luck for the next 2 months, because it started yesterday until August the 22nd. The congressman is scheduled to hold 12 town hall meetings over the course of 2 months. According to the website, Congressman says that he plans to, quote, discuss how the American people are better off now thanks to a booming economy, stronger military, and safer communities. So if you missed yesterday's meeting, Dalton, that was held in Jackson, Alabama. So there's another meeting August the 1st, Dauphin Island Town Hall. There's two meetings today, 2 and 4, at Moore and Bruton. August the 2nd, there are two meetings, 1 and 3. And August 8th, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, with the 22nd being the busiest day. Three meetings, three town hall meetings, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30, Three Rivers Church, Loxley Town Hall, and the Spanish Fort City Hall. For more information, we'll tweet this out for you. Just go to @Kelly, K2K Finley, and ask your questions. This is so beautiful. It's the best part to me of this time of the year as we get closer and closer to election time, because if you have a question, your lawmaker wants to answer it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
That's generally true, unless it's something embarrassing for the politician. Then they will avoid it like the plague.
What they'll do is they'll encourage you to go down a different lane.
Yes.
And give you more information about something you really need to know.
They're really good at that. 7:57 now. When we come back, we'll talk to Quinn Hillier about the Republicans wanting to indict Rod Rosenstein. Quinn Hillier will fill us in on that and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.